بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
So now, I want to ask, can we have some incense, some samples for that? Can you give us, for example, sir, you know, something, for example, somebody has done it, somebody like, you know, one of the prophets or some people, pious people, they have done this thing as a sample for us.
Very good question, because sometimes when we discuss about some ideals that we have in our life that we have to get into, I mean, this is the goal and purpose of our life. So some people, they might think that, okay, these are our ideals, but there is no any reality. I mean, there is no any actualities behind it. It means that we cannot find anyone or that can have, or can pass this test or exam, can reach to this level. But about the case that I told you, we have to stick to the second part of our life more than the first one. The spiritual part more than the physical part. It does not mean that we have to set our physical needs aside and just someone in seclusion, just make ourselves secular from the society and thinking about God and just forget about the family, life, wife, and desires. No, it does not mean that. But I want to say that spiritual part is several times more important than the physical part. Okay. Of course, they're coming to your point and your question. Of course, there are examples. Let me tell you the prophet Ibrahim or Abraham, because also we call Abrahamic religions, which all these three main branches of Abrahamic religion, which is Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, they do believe, of course, in him. And they accepted prophet Ibrahim as one of the most important prophets. We will see, let me tell you the one verse of Quran, and after that I will tell you the stories.
That's
Allah
great.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم وإذا ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. This is the chapter 2 verse 124. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when prophet Ibrahim could pass بكلمات several tests or many tests, okay, فأتمهن means he could pass all those previous tests. وإذا ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما. Now is the time that I will make you the leader and imam of the community. So, what were those tests? Let me tell you, for example, one of them, which is something inspiring also for me. We will see that when in several nights, Prophet Ibrahim, in a vision, he saw that he is just slaughtering his own son. So in the first nights, he thought that, okay, this is a simple, you know, nightmare or whatever. But when several times, just repeatedly, this vision or this dream happened, he thought that, no, this is not only a dream. This is not only a nightmare. This is something that must happen.
It's not an illusion.
It's not an illusion. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do that, to obey. This is a kind of order. You know, at that time, his wife, Hagar, and Ishmael, they were living far away from him. So, you know, hardly ever Prophet Ibrahim could see them. And when, after, you know, long time, again, he went to Hagar and Ishmael to see them, so you will suppose the situation, how it is really. It is really hard for a father of the family who hardly ever can see his son to just go, okay, I want to slaughter you for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is really difficult. Whenever I'm just thinking about this test, I said, okay, I'm done with this. It is sure that if I were in his place, what was the result? But Prophet Ibrahim, just did not say anything to the Hagar, because mothers, you know, they are completely full of feelings and sensitive.
Compassion.
Yes,
yeah.
Compassion. So when they went out for example, sightseeing or whatever they went, so the Prophet Ibrahim told his son that this is my dream, this is a vision that I had, and I have to just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And surprisingly, his son also accepted. He said, okay, if this is for the sake of Allah, no problem, I will do.
I submit myself to
Allah. I will submit. So you know the rest of the story, that the Prophet Ibrahim, several times shaitan came through and wants to just make Prophet Ibrahim just deceived in this regard. But he just rejected that several times. And when it was the final step to slaughter him, so the knife could not, you know, cut the throat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Ibrahim just fulfilled his mission. This is something that we will see. If Prophet Ibrahim wants to stick to his physical, you know, pleasures and physical part of his life, he never even could think about this action and this mission or this order to just obey it. But because they were that much down to earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his orders, so it was not that much problem. Of course it was hard for them. I don't want to say that it was not difficult. Of course, tests and examinations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always hard, even for the prophets, but they will obey it. Let me tell you, for example, another example of Prophet Joseph. Okay, just to complete the previous, when you fulfill all these tests and examinations, so as the result, you will get to the higher position in humanity. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that very verse which I recited for you, said, after Prophet Ibrahim has passed all those tests, he became the leader and the imam of the community. This is the result, and this is the fruit of that passing.
God elevated his rank.
Exactly. Okay. Let's go to another story, Prophet Joseph. What he did when that, you know, beautiful woman was coming to him several times, Zulaikha, which is her name in the traditions. So several times, because of Prophet Joseph was really also very
handsome,
handsome and good looking. In one hadith, I've heard that even if there are 10 parts for the perfect beauty in this world, 9 parts of it, the portion, I mean, 9 parts of it just was devoted to
Prophet Joseph.
So how handsome he was. So that woman was attracted to him several times. She wants, you know, him to go in with one another. But Prophet Joseph also rejected her several times, and it came to the step that he ran away from her. It is also not a, you know, very simple test. It is also very difficult. And as the result, we will see, although Prophet Joseph went to the prison for 7 years, or more or less 7 years, so, but after that, he became one of the most responsible of the official affairs in the society of that time. www.voiceislam.com